A stranger stopped me walking down the street, tapped me lightly on the arm with a little more pressure than a feather, looked me in the eye and said, "Excuse me, your lace is undone." And she was right. The lace of my left shoe, my left black shoe, was undone. I knew it. I was walking regardless. But this complete stranger cared enough for my well-being. Cared that I might fall. So good morning to you, and perhaps this is a little story about the generosity of strangers. The generosity of strangers is very difficult to attract, or it may not be so difficult to attract. In a way, you won't attract it unless you put yourself in the way of attracting the generosity of strangers. In that sense, you need to be imperfect, don't you? I mean, if you're perfect, if you're all sorted out, if you're dressed correctly, if you look for all the world as if you aren't in need of anything, then you're much less likely to attract the generosity of strangers. So I must have looked as if I was only, half whole. And it's happened before. It's happened before that I've been walking with my laces untied, undone. I am undone. Woe is me, I am undone. But that has led to a complete stranger. And in this case, a woman, a mature woman, not a young or an old woman, but a mature woman who has gone out of her way to stop a stranger. Now, the practical lesson I am thinking about from that, what can be done? Perhaps it's a good thing to deliberately be undone. Be imperfect. I remember when I was thinking a lot about writing and thinking a lot about drafting documents for other people to consider. I remember thinking after a while that there really were some disadvantages in getting the first draft, getting a great first draft out. That if you were aiming to build a collaboration with somebody, that producing an imperfect, a clearly imperfect document, which gave them opportunities to improve. And I've just turned my back and decided that I might be better avoiding the wind. But if a document gives another person an opportunity to improve it, it provides an opportunity for the other person to own it. So in a sense, that lady who laid a hand on me, not just looked at me and spoke, but she actually laid her hand on a stranger. That lady was in some way feeling that she had a vested interest in my welfare. She was being very human, wasn't she? A complete stranger human being. Looked as if he was at risk of falling over, toppling off the pavement. Looked as if after he fell off the pavement, a car might have come and at that very precise moment and rolled over his head. So she was, in that sense, motivated by a wish to save me from myself. Or another way of putting it, to save my life. Strangers can want, can have an impulse to save your life. Save you from making mistakes and save you from falling into catastrophe. And on a lovely summer's day here in the centre of Cork, blue sky with light clouds overhead, with a little chill in the wind. It may be that the weather has brought out the most good part of the fund of human kindness that lies within all of us, often bursting to get out. A little story about the woman who tapped me on the arm. Paul O'Mahony saying, "Thank you very much for listening. Bye for now."